She can't help that she's popular. Open-ended advice with Krista.
It's Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. And lo and behold, we're all in situations that we're just like, I don't know what to do. Well, I know what to do. Well, I try to know what I know what to do by helping you out with open-ended advice with myself. And today we're helping out our girl, Mallory. Good morning, Mallory. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, Krista. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. So what's going on?
Okay, so I am getting married, finally.
Yay!
I have had an ex-boyfriend for the last 15 years that I've kept very close contact with, and I care about him very much as a friend.
Sure.
Because I'm getting married, should I invite him to the wedding?
Ah, one of these questions. Okay, well, I guess the big thing is, first, does your soon-to-be husband know that you want to invite him?
He doesn't know that I want to invite him, but he knows about him.
So do they know each other?
No, they do not.
Ah, got it. I think this would just be a very easy answer. Well, first, girl, you really should first ask your soon-to-be husband. What's his name?
Joshua.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you know, when it comes to Prince Harry, as we all know, he just got married to Meghan Markle. Do you know that he actually invited two of his ex-girlfriends?
Yes.
Is that crazy?
Which is exactly what that's what gave me this idea, actually.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's crazy. I'm just saying it's not an uncommon thing. But how, like, important is this friend to you? I mean, are we talking about lifelong friendship? You don't have any feelings towards him other than friendship.
I don't have feelings for him, but it has been 15 years, and it is really hard to meet people that you trust and that care about your life. And he's been there for me through so much before I even met Joshua.
Oh, I see.
So I would feel really terrible inviting other people that I don't care about as much as I care about him, and not inviting him and then losing him as a friend.
Right. Did you talk to him about your soon-to-be husband, like, before you guys started dating?
Yeah, he knows all about Joshua.
Okay. I think it's really nice that you still have this friendship. I'm that kind of person. Like, I have exes as well, and I just remain to stay friends with them. But the one thing you have to make sure is that your soon-to-be husband is okay. If he's okay, then I'd be like, yeah, girl, go ahead. But obviously, if he's not, then it's not worth it to, like, you know, cause your, you know, Joshua to feel intimidated or feel insecure that your ex is there, even though you're, like, super good friends with him. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean,
your
husband, man, is your whole world now. So you just got to make sure that he's okay. It's just the way it is now. It's the way your life would be, girl. Just
the sacrifices.
Yes. For love. That's what we do.
For love.
For love. So good luck to you, okay?
Thank you, Krista.
All right, love. Take care.